What comes to mind when you think of the word scarcity? Is it there's not enough to go around? Is it a mindset of what do I not have and will I ever get there? And if I don't move right now, I'm not going to have it. Well, friends, on today's episode, we are talking about stewardship being greater than scarcity and stewardship being the key to breaking free from that scarcity thinking. Hey, my fellow high-achieving sister in Christ. Ever wonder if it's possible to be ambitious and let God lead at the same time? Does the hustle fuel your adrenaline, but you want to ditch the overachievement and pursue success with clarity, serenity, and fulfillment? If your outward success doesn't match your inner unrest and unfulfillment, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to Redefining Hustle, Pursuing Success as a Christian Woman. I'm Erin Harrigan, a Christian wife, emptiness mom, entrepreneur, and recovering overachiever who felt those same things. When I prayed for a better way to work, God responded, "Let me drive." And then he led me to help women like you through my speaking, coaching, and writing. My mission is teaching you that success doesn't require buying into the world's frantic definition of hustle or into the so-called anti-hustle movement. Instead, you can meet me right here in the middle to redefine hustle as you pursue success with God as your CEO. Each week, we'll spend a focused 15 minutes connecting biblical truth to business with practical application so you can tune out the world, tune into God's truth, and turn up focus. Does that sound like what you need today? Great. Then buckle up and let's go. You know, it's interesting when I work with the women that come to me who are already successful. Maybe they've got a 6, 7, 8-figure business, or maybe they're professionals in the boardroom and they don't like the word scarcity. In fact, through our coaching, as we're having conversations and I see them drop their prices or change their pricing or have an issue with sales or wonder if they're truly bringing value, what comes to mind for me is scarcity thinking. And I've had them say to me, "I don't have scarcity thinking. Scarcity is not even in my vocabulary." And I say, "My friend, you know, my job as a coach is to see blind spots, to give you an objective perspective on things that you just simply can't see yourself, right? Because we know what we know, but we don't often see beyond that. And therefore, we can't see what we don't know, right?" And scarcity thinking comes up so often for these high-achieving, high-earning women that others would look to and go, "Oh, they must have it all together. Oh, they've got the secret sauce. Oh, they know what they're doing." And in some ways, yes, they do know what they're doing. Yes, there is a level of fear that they simply don't have that someone else might have that's blocking them from moving forward and being brave enough to step into what God has given you. But I am here to tell you, it doesn't matter what level of money you make. And this is part of our money series in Financial Literacy Month, this April 2024. It doesn't matter, because if you still question your value, if you still question, "Am I doing enough and I need to do more?" Or if you still question, "Are there people who really are looking to work with me?" Then friend, you have a scarcity mindset. And if you're still looking left and right and going, "Why are they getting clients? And why is she being successful? And those are the same clients as mine," it's scarcity thinking. Let me talk a little bit more about these definitions, because as I was researching this, I was just so fascinated by what the Lord was revealing to me about this scarcity thinking that plagues his precious high-achieving daughters. Scarcity mindset is like wearing blinders. All that you can see is what you don't have, not the possibilities that exist. You can only see what you know has been done or what you have done. And then when that stops working, in my email today to my list, I talked about turbulence on a flight and how there can be turbulence in your business. By the way, if you're not already on my email list, go do that at erinharrigan.com/4keys devotional. You can download my audio devotional and that will put you on my list so that you're first to receive that email and receive updates about the podcast and events, etc. There will be turbulence. And that turbulence blinds you to what's possible with the Lord. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what the Lord has done in my own business and in clients' businesses in just a minute. But scarcity is about what you perceive to be the limited availability of resources to match what you're going for. And scarcity often happens because we are not fully trusting that the Lord has everything laid out for us, that what he has for me is different than what he has for you. And it's also an issue of not trusting that those that he's made to work with you are already lined up. It's not trusting that the Lord will provide. We're stuck in a cycle, in a spiral of self-reliance, and only I can get myself to that level, and only I can hit that income. And if it is to be, it's up to me. All of that, to my view, is about scarcity. But what overcomes that is stewardship. Stewardship. Now, often when we think of stewardship, we think about the stewardship of money. How are we investing? How are we giving back? All, yes, that is stewardship. But how are we stewarding the gifts, the talents, the skills that God has given us? How are we stewarding the business and the services that he's planned for us to use? How are we stewarding the audience that we speak to? How are we stewarding our gifts of being on video or our gifts of audio or our gifts of writing? So often I see women who have achieved great success in their business on their own shoulders, not stewarding what God has given them to do next, or not being willing to obey a shift in an audience or a service. And therefore they're spiraling in, what did we just talk about? Scarcity. Scarcity. Scarcity leaves us wondering, did I actually hear that right? Especially when we don't see things moving the way that we think that they should be moving. Stewardship, on the other hand, is the conducting, the supervising, or the managing of something, specifically the careful and responsible management of something that has been entrusted to your care. This isn't just about money. It's not just about that the Lord provides for you and then you are to steward the money, but it's about your assignment. It's about your gifts. It's about your skills. It's about having authority and leadership over what has been placed in your hands. And it's recognizing that everything that we have and everything that we are is a gift from God. And to be grateful and generous in those gifts. Yes, generous in our dollars, but also generous in how we're serving and whom we're serving. And we have to get clear on all of those things. So first, let me give you a couple of scriptures that I believe relate to scarcity in some way. I might be making it stretch a little bit here, but as I was planning this morning, these are the scriptures the Holy Spirit said to share with you. So we talked about this one in a recent episode, which is 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people craving money have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. I believe the money is never the issue. The hustle is never the issue, etc. It's how we pursue it and the pedestal on which we place it. So therefore, how we love money is about scarcity, because we want more and we never have enough and we're never fulfilled and our thirst is never quenched. As I've said previously, there's nothing wrong with wanting more and higher levels and all of those things, but not to the detriment of what God has given you to do. Not to the detriment of putting God first. And that's where we get things out of order, is we put the money in the pursuit of it from a scarcity mindset ahead of the Lord and his truth. In Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, and you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and, I love this version, be enslaved to money. To be enslaved is to think scarcity as well, because you're allowing it to have this control over your life. But you're forgetting that your business, your gifts, the dollars you earn, it's all God's anyway, right? So I love those because you cannot serve stewardship and scarcity at the same time. Just like faith and fear cannot occupy the same space, right? So let's talk about stewardship. Now, you may think the natural place for me to go with this is going to be the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, 14 through 30. And that is true. So let me summarize that. Again, go read Matthew 25, 14 through 30. So Jesus tells the parable of a master of land that he has entrusted three of his servants to some specific quantity of money or of resources, etc. And the first two servants go and they wisely invest this money. And they come back and report to him like, hey, look, I doubled this, right? So one had five talents, one had 10 talents in the parable, and they doubled them. But then the third servant, being fearful, being afraid of what the master might do, being afraid of taking the risk of investing it or stepping into what it would look like to serve with that money, comes back and says, here's the one that you gave me. It wasn't multiplied. It wasn't multiplied. Why? Because he wasn't a good steward of what the Lord had given him. What I'm saying to you in this case is, if the Lord has called you to business, if he has called you to the boardroom, there is a specific reason and a specific plan that he has for you there. It may not be forever, but how can you steward that opportunity in the moment? Steward that opportunity to serve those that he's given you to serve. Steward that opportunity to glorify God in what you might learn there. Steward that opportunity in a way that you're never wondering, or at least not preoccupied constantly by wondering, what else is out there? What does she have? What is she doing? No. Steward what God has given you. Remember, he has entrusted you with these gifts and these talents. If you have been sitting on a story that the Lord has told you to go and write and publish in some way, what are you afraid of? And how does that relate to scarcity? It's stewardship being greater than scarcity. In 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 8, it says this: the point is, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. In 1 Peter 4, verses 10 and 11, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. So what are you plagued by scarcity thinking that is not allowing you to step in stewardship to serve in the way that you've been given to serve? Do you already have a massive business and you're wondering what's next? And God's going, hold on. Maybe you haven't served over here yet. Or maybe he wants you to go in a different direction. And it all boils down to, are you seeking him? As I said earlier, see so much scarcity thinking. And I want to give you two examples. I was working with a client, we're going to call her Gina. And Gina had already built a seven-figure business, but she wasn't sure what was supposed to happen next. And she had been seeking God, but what he was seeming to tell her was not a direction that she wanted to go in. And so as we were coaching through this, we were talking about, well, what are the possibilities of what this could mean? And she could only see a sliver, right? What in her head she could see that God could be doing. And it just wasn't aligned to where she had been in her business or where she thought she needed to go. But as we started to map some of that out through our coaching and through our strategic work together, she began to open her eyes to the possibilities of all the different ways that God could show up in that moment. Possibilities that she hadn't thought of, and possibilities that perhaps because of her fear or her scarcity thinking that she just wasn't seeing. So coming alongside her as her coach, I was able to sort of peel back that layer and shine light on those blind spots and go, but what if it's this? And what if it's this? And what if it's this? And that began to give her hope. And that began to get her excited. And because she was excited and open to those things, then she would seek God further and go deeper with him. And he began to then bring her into spaces where she could do this kind of work that she wasn't thinking she wanted to do. And as a result, there were some shifts in her business that then began to take her not only monetarily to a new level. There was some of that, but more importantly, to a level of joy and peace and fulfillment that she hadn't had before, because the money and the client roster was not filling that hole for her. He had to move her in a new direction and get her out of that scarcity thinking. I had a situation recently where I really wanted to work on my audiobook, but I knew that that was going to have a cost involved with it. And all I could see was, how do I earn this money? Oh my gosh, I got to have this many more clients to get this many more places to get those many more things. And with my own coach, we sat down in a strategy day and she said, well, how many more clients would it take to get to that number? Or how much more business would it take to get to that number? And as we talked through it, what it brought me back to also was that God is the great provider. And so at the end, we prayed, Lord, if it is your will for this audiobook to take place, show Erin where you're giving her permission and where you're giving her provision. And I can tell you what happened. I stepped down in faith to talk about offering strategic planning services for women who want to transition out of their professional careers and into business. And the Lord brought me a bunch of client discovery calls. And out of those discovery calls, I contracted with a client, and that client alone determined that she wanted to pay upfront for the whole year of coaching. And that was God's permission and provision to go and start this work on the audiobook. What is my point? My point is, when we are in scarcity thinking, the only thing that we can see is what we can see. But when we are in stewardship thinking, we are saying to the Lord, Lord, I will steward these gifts and talents that you've given me. I will steward this business that you've given me. I will steward my time wisely. I will steward my money in such a way that I will see you move in new and different ways. Because we can only do this by allowing him to lead us. So let me bring you back to those questions that I asked you on episode 246 in The Truth About Money. Number one, what is your heart posture? Is your heart posture to go after it and make it happen and to be constantly going to go get what you think you're supposed to get and then falling into scarcity mode thinking it's not going to happen? Or is your heart posture, Lord, what do you have in store for me and how can I steward that? Question two, do you trust that the Lord has an ultimate plan for you and that he has brought you into this business to be a vehicle for kingdom impact, and therefore you're going to steward it to bring him glory? Question three, do you believe in no pain, no gain? We talked about this on episode 246, but if you believe in no pain, no gain, then that means that you believe that you've got to constantly be moving and constantly be working, because if you don't, you might miss out on something. If you don't, you might lose those clients. If you don't, you might lose that money or it might go away in some way. That's scarcity thinking, my friend. How can you steward your time wisely to allow for margin, to allow for rest, to allow for the Lord to move? Because as we talked about in Psalm 127 verses 1 and 2, you weren't made to toil. You weren't made to work constantly and be in chaos and swirl around in scarcity thinking. God did not give you that. He is not a God of chaos. But you were made to rely on him and to trust in him and to follow him and to seek him and obey him. I hope that this view of stewardship being greater than scarcity makes you think today, gives you a moment to pause and go, where is my thinking? And I would love to hear from you. So make sure that you send me a DM through LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever that is for you, because I want to hear how this resonates with you and how scarcity is a chain that you need to break over your business. And by the way, I always remind you that God made you ambitious, but he didn't make you to do business as usual. And I'm the coach that can come alongside you and give you that objective perspective and help you break through those blind spots and help you remember and be accountable to allowing the Lord to sit at the head of the table in your business. And if that is of something that you've been trying to figure out how to do, then let's get on a call and chat about how to work together. But until next time, I pray for and encourage you to tune out the world and its mantras of scarcity. Tune into God's truth and what God's truth says about money and stewarding what he's given you, that he's entrusted to you. And turn up your focus. I can help you do that. And I'll see you on the next episode. As an established solopreneur or business owner with a team of employees who's ready to refine or scale your business, you're probably swimming in opportunities, overflowing with ideas, and excited about the possibilities. But you're overwhelmed thinking, how can I set a strategy when I'm trying to run a business and be productive? There are so many ideas and opportunities. How do I decide what's worth pursuing? I don't have time to waste on things that don't align to the vision and mission that God's given me. My client Jen felt this way as she sought to scale her business with a God-honoring strategy. Enter my Focused and Fruitful Strategy Day. Jen said of her experience, "My strategy day with Erin was just what I needed. She helped me look at my current services, dream about the future, and create a plan to grow and scale." Her giftedness as a visionary with an understanding of the day-to-day tactical tasks is a magical combination I've never seen before. And she approaches it all from a firm foundation of faith. My strategy day gives you a full day of private coaching with me and my strategic mapping zone of genius, while being nourished with good food in a tranquil environment and celebrated for your progress at the end of the day, all in the beauty of Chesapeake Beach, Maryland, or in your location. If you want to bring calm to the chaos, tame the tornado, and silence the squirrels in your business for a clear path forward, visit erinharrigan.com/strategy day to learn more and schedule time with me. No squirrels were harmed in the making of this message or in the delivery of the strategy day. Thanks for tuning in to Redefining Hustle, Pursuing Success as a Christian Woman each week. I pray this show helps you to see that God made you ambitious, but He didn't make you to do business as usual. Remember to check the show notes for my free resources and other helpful links. If this episode spoke to you, take a screenshot, share it with a friend, or share it on social and tag me. I'm praying for you, friend, that you'll embrace redefining hustle, and in turn, your business will produce much fruit and impact His kingdom in greater ways than you could ever do in your own strength.